Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, this is Dr. Joan Irvine, and welcome to Your Best Life. I am a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis and sex educator, founder of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, a Leadership Redondo alumni, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. And my personal mission has always been to help people have their best lives no matter what. But I have some breaking news for you that it's pretty exciting to me and also pretty, like, a little bit overwhelming at this point. But I have just pulled the papers to be a mayoral candidate in Redondo Beach. Yes, you know, people have been asking me for years to run for an office. And I kept on saying, no, I'm not going to. Kept on saying, hey, at my age, do I really want to spend 4 years, you know, being in public office? But, you know, with the presidential candidate, both of them were a little bit older than me, so it was like, eh. But people have been asking me, and I have been saying no. And then at a city council meeting, I just got just disgusted because they had committed to addressing cannabis legalization and dispensaries and delivery in Redondo. They had committed to do it every 2 weeks until it got done. Well, guess what? They did that once, and then all of a sudden it was like a month between them addressing it and then bringing it back. And then they did another one where they went through all the regulations. They finally went through all the proposed ordinances. And then they said, and that will come back in 5 weeks. And I couldn't believe it. I just got so frustrated that they did that, that it was like, really? You know, you've committed to this, now you're doing this, and reality, what it's going to be doing is it's going to be moving the decisions on what companies are going to get dispensaries until after the election. So all the people who are now on city council, and one, two, three of them are running for, two are terming out, one's running for re-election, and then there's that mayoral race. Mayors, just to let you know, can't vote. They can veto. But also, all new people are going to have to be getting, you know, getting up to speed on it. So is this going to delay it again and again? And this has been going on since 2017. I have gotten to the point where I'm well past frustrated. I just think that something needs to be done. Redondo is noted for getting nothing done. They keep on repeating and repeating. And Redondo means around. Round. And guess what? We are known by all the other cities, almost as a joke, which is really annoying because Redondo's such a great city, but because we keep on discussing the same thing over and over and over and over again, and then don't make a decision. And this has been happening with cannabis and the dispensaries. So that's why, one of the reasons why I chose to be running for mayor. It's going to be interesting. I've never done this before. It was never in my goals to run for office. It's just as much of a shock to me as it is to you, probably, or a surprise to you. But more and more people, when I talk to them, they go, thank you, Joan. You know, I really appreciate you're going to be there. Also, and not to be a sexist at all, but I believe we need a little bit more estrogen on that dais, you know, because women are 50% of the population or more, and we, you know, and the city council is only 20%. Also, in Redondo, the seniors, people, I think, 55 and above, make up 34% of the population. And they also make up 50% of the people who vote. So I think it's very important to have a gray hair, or in my case, a silver hair, you know, up there on the dais so that it can represent all of the different age groups. In fact, we could probably use somebody younger on there, but most of the people I think on the city council at this point are probably between 40 and 50. Great age. I love those ages. I've been there, done that. But I just think for representation, we should have somebody a little bit older, and we should have somebody a little bit younger. You know, that way we get to address everything. And another thing, speaking of seniors, what I found was very interesting is I love that the city is doing more technologically, and they're getting things into databases. So let's say if you have a project going, a construction project going on, right now the records are just all over the place. And so what they're going to be doing is consolidating all of those records into one place so that you can get online and you can find out what's going on at a particular address. However, what that means is that everything is going to the computers. And guess what? Even though I was a programmer many years ago, like over 40 years ago, you know, I still like to get my hard paper, my hard copy stuff. You know, sometimes all this technology is so overwhelming that it's just like you go, oh my God, no. And so I do believe that although we have to take a look at the future, and the future is going to be everything's going to be online, you're going to be applying for everything online, you're going to be doing this online, I do think that seniors need to be considered in this and at least be given the option. In fact, it was funny, I was at the post office last week and somebody was trying to do a change of address. And I was listening to this, and it was probably a man, I would say, in his late 60s with somebody who was in their 80s, trying to do a change of address. And the post office employee was saying, well, no, you have to do that online. You have to do that online. Well, he doesn't have a computer. Well, then he has to do it on his phone. He doesn't have a smartphone. It was like I was there, and I wanted to just go up and say, excuse me. He just wants to change his address, and you're telling him he can't do this unless he has a smartphone or unless he can get online? And she was just like, well, that's the way it is. And I wanted to go, this is not good customer service. And here is a man that wants to, in his 80s, and, you know, he didn't look like he was really in super good health in his 80s. And, you know, he was being told that. So that's some of my frustration, and I hope to be dealing with that. Also, one of the things that, you know, people talk about cannabis, and as I just get so annoyed because all of a sudden, after all of these years, the city council, not the city council, excuse me, people from the PTA and the schools are all of a sudden going, oh my God, it's going to normalize cannabis. Well, first of all, it's been going on since 17, so I don't know why you haven't been out there sooner. Also, you know, people talk about, you know, kids. I looked at the CDC, Center for Disease Control, and the number one drug for teens is alcohol. I did a little research, and in Redondo, we have like 20 liquor stores. We have 45 grocery stores and convenience stores where alcohol is sold. We have 150 restaurants that alcohol is sold. And guess what? Do you bring your kids with you? Can your kids go into the grocery stores? Yes. They can even go into liquor stores because there's usually other things for them to buy. So the parents are so worried it's going to normalize it. You have normalized alcohol for your children. Do you take your children to parties where there's alcohol being served? Do you drink in front of your kids? on the CDC site, it said that kids that see their parents drink are more likely to drink. So let's not be hypocritical here. Let's take a look at really what's going on. And you're concerned about two heavily regulated that will have amazing security where kids are not allowed into stores compared to, did I just mention, it was like probably about 2.25, 2.50, you know, it's the places where your kids can go where there's alcohol. And that's not even including the parties at your home or the relative's home. I mean, today is, we're at the end of December, and I'm sure there's lots of parties. So let's really talk about the realities of that. And plus, I have been talking at several city council meetings about that there is research that once cannabis dispensaries are legalized, youth usage actually goes down. And people have been contesting this, but there's lots of research. And when I talk about research, that research was from the American Medical Association in their pediatric department. So, no, we're not talking about some very limited, unscientific research. Oh, and their research was based on talking to a million teens. So it was even pretty large, you know, group of people to be talking to. And then you can go into, and one of the things that really concerns me is that if you don't have legal dispensaries, then the black market is where people get their drugs from. I mean, that's, they're getting drugs from them, and not just cannabis. And also, they have products that are not tested, and they don't care who they sell to. You know, with the regulated legal dispensaries, you have to show your ID that you're 21 to get into, or if you're 18 with a medical card. And you don't even get to go in the store. I've been at some dispensaries that people have shown up with like a baby in their arm to go buy stuff, and they won't let that baby in because they cannot legally let anybody in there. So you're talking, I mean, these stores are really strict. They're not going to jeopardize all the time and the money that they put into opening up this store to be selling to youth. And if you're concerned that they see it and they see it as normal, well, as I said, they see alcohol as being very normal. So please, please, please just know that. And please give me a call if you have, you know, questions. But there, you know, licensed dispensaries, as I said, they check the ID. They make sure they do that. And also, if why kids aren't using cannabis is because it's no longer a rebellious appeal. Because one of the things, and I don't know if you did this when you were growing up, but I know that when I was growing up, you know, we didn't have cannabis back then, but it was, you know, alcohol, you'd sneak it. It was like, okay, I'm doing this. And how many of you, you know, probably hit your parents' vodka bottle that it turned out that ended up being water by the end because you take a little bit and replace it with water. But, you know, once I turned 18, it was no longer like a countercultural allure. And its use is no longer a way to rebel against authority. Also, there is a clear distinction between adult and youth use. Legalization has created this demarcation. The separation, similar to alcohol, helps reinforce the idea that cannabis is for adults, potentially making it less appealing to teenagers who want to assert their independence. Also, the legal market often allocates funds for prevention campaigns. And this is very much happening in Redondo. They are going to be requiring that whoever gets the dispensary does education, both for adults and for children, so that it's not going to be like the DARE program, hopefully, because it's going to be based on factual data. It's not just to scare them into fear-mongering, but an honest, scientific-based approach resonates much better with young people and can be more effective in preventing underage use. And also, there's going to be focus on harm reduction. You know, it typically includes comprehensive strategies for risk reduction and regulation. And this approach demonstrates a genuine concern for public health, including youth well-being. In contrast, prohibition often focuses more on punishment than preventing vulnerable populations. Also, this legalization improves family dialogue. I mean, once again, these are things that as parents, you should be talking to your kids about. You know, as you talk to them about alcohol, you should be talking to them about cannabis in a very honest conversation. You know, because, you know, they need to know about its use and potential risk. And this kind of dialogue at home can be much more effective than the secretive or confrontational approaches often necessitated by prohibition. And the laws, I mean, legalization allows law enforcement to focus more on preventing sales to minors and other protective measures than the blanket criminalization that often puts more cannabis in the hands of youth. You know, so in light of all these facts, it becomes clear that a regulated, legal cannabis marketplace is more aligned with protecting our youth than prohibition ever was. The data-driven, health-focused approach of legalization is proving to be truly pro-kid position. And let me go into this a little bit further because a lot of people don't know. I've mentioned it, but this is the time to mention it again. I have 20 years of experience in online child protection technology for age-restricted industries. I worked for a child protection agency that was funded by the adult entertainment industry. I managed a child pornography reporting hotline. So I worked with the FBI. I worked with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, the DOJ, Interpol, worked with all of these people because we did not want child pornography. And we found that most of the commercial child pornography was coming out of organized crime in the Eastern European Bloc countries. Once we were able to prove that, and that was the data that was all every child protection organization had, then it came up that they wanted to keep kids away from the adult entertainment. So Microsoft came to the organization that I was CEO of, and we worked with them to develop a website label that adult sites could put this website label onto their site. And if parents used the existing parental control filtering systems that were available, then children would be blocked from accessing age-restricted material. So it was really a collaboration of parents, the industry, parental control filtering companies, and this proved to be extremely effective. And because of this, we got awards from the American Society of Association Executives for our work. We got awards from the City of LA, the City of San Diego, San Francisco, even Redondo Beach. So, oh, and Jane Harman, our congressperson, gave us an award. So this was, it obviously worked. And at one point it was on some, this label was on like I think 16 million adult sites. It's been a while since I've been involved in it, but we're very effective. So if you take a look at that, I mean, one of the reasons I ended up getting into the cannabis industry was I believed, besides the fact that I had been imbibing and I felt it should be legalized for decades, you know, I felt I could bring the child protection technology over to the cannabis space since it was age restricted. Turns out it was a little bit too soon, and since it's state by state, it just didn't work. But that's got me involved in really being in, considered being in the industry. And actually, this I was at an event last month, and I was called an OG, the old guard. And I had a laugh because I've only been in for like 7 years, but probably the silver hair added to the old guard. But it's actually, I'm just going to wear that as a badge of honor that I've been involved. So I would love parents, if you have questions, please, you know, contact me, joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. And you can take a look at, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on, Instagram. And you can go to my website at drjoanirvine.com, and you can see some of my blogs. And there'll be more blogs about this. I really kind of try to keep my, you know, my blogs and my Ask Dr. Joan more related to relationships and sex and other things. And now it's going to get a little political. But it will be a great way for me to be able to get information out to you. And if you have questions, I really want to be asking, you know, answering your questions for you. But guess what? One of the realities, I said I'm pragmatic, and one of the realities is we have a commercial coming up, so I will talk to you a little bit more about some of my other work when we come back.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year, but we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net. So I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joan back on HealthyLife.net and my segment, Your Best Life. Well, another thing, I want to continue my discussion of cannabis. This is kind of, wasn't quite planning to spend that much time or this much time on it, but hey, the timing is right, because guess what? It's going to be the, I'm going to really have to start to, campaign in, January, because it's going to be an all mail-in ballot election, and the ballots are going to be out at the beginning of February. So I'm talking about education now. So what's the benefit? What's the impact for cannabis sales in Redondo Beach? First of all, there is going to be tax revenue. You know, based on what the tax revenue, the city tax revenue, which will be someplace between 3% and 9%, then that's what we're going to generate. And some of these stores are going to be generating, you know, $3 to $5 million a year. And in fact, at a city council meeting in November, they gave a proclamation to the chamber, And the CEO of the chamber said, do you realize that, first of all, the chamber is about small businesses, which the cannabis stores are. And they said that 67% or 67 cents on each dollar stays in the community. Yes, imagine, we need revenue. I mean, our city, we just had to float a bunch of bonds, and we can't do this and we can't do that because there's no money. Well, we get the tax revenue. Plus, there are going to be more jobs. As you've heard from some of my prior guests, you know, that they're going to be hiring, each store will be hiring between like 20 and 30 people. And there's going to be two stores. And these are going to be, you know, a little bit above what the regular job market is paying. And also, the stores are going to be having, they give them benefits. Most of them, they have medical benefits. They may have 401ks. So we're talking about good jobs here in Redondo. And Redondo keeps on saying, hey, we don't have good jobs. People are going out of the city. Well, we need to provide good jobs. Also, then these employees will spend money in the city. Guess what? They want to go out for lunch. They want to go out for dinner. They want to get together with their buddies afterwards. Where do you think they're going to do it? Usually you do that right in the city where you're working. So we're going to have these local employments, and they're going to be spending money in the city. Also, cannabis dispensaries, they attract foot traffic for neighboring businesses, so that if people stop in there, they may stop into a restaurant or other stores, a retail establishment, and this spillover effect helps boost the local economy beyond the cannabis sector itself. And also the real estate impact. You know, people have to, and even in order to apply, they have to either own a building in the correct zone or be leasing it. And according to, you know, people were a little hesitant, or sometimes are a little hesitant to lease to cannabis companies, and because they're so concerned that, oh, is it going to negatively affect our neighborhood? Well, guess what? What they have found is that where you have these stores, because of how regulated it is, because of the additional security, because of how well these people keep their space, their venues and their spaces up, that it actually has improved real estate values where it is located. So people are just terrified, and they go, oh, it's going to make the values of our homes go down and all that. Guess what? The data does not show that. So that's, once again, bad information that you're getting. Also, even though it's not going to be required here in Redondo, most every cannabis company works with the cities. They donate to local charities and organizations. So that just, I mean, even the Keep the Esplanade, you know, Beautiful, our annual mixer, there were 4 cannabis baskets that people were able to, you know, bid on. Nobody thought anything of it, and each of the baskets had something educational that came along with it. And also, these companies are going to be doing classes. So you'll see them talking to the women's club. You'll see them talking, you know, at different places to answer people's questions. And also, there will be some, you know, some training at schools that these companies will help fund. So know that these people, they're good business owners. They want to be part of the community, and they're going to do what it takes for people to like them, for people to come into their stores, for people to realize that they are just another resident who have a small business in Redondo Beach. So the benefit to us is we're going to have more jobs. We're going to have more tax revenue. We're going to have more money spent in the areas where the stores are, and it's going to be good for real estate, and it's going to be good for the local schools and charities and organizations that these companies become involved with. So, no, please be aware of that. And once again, do research. You know, take a look, and I'll be starting to put more of my research up online so people can take a look at it. Because I just usually talk about it, and then I will do receive and file at the city council meetings so that you can note that that information is being passed on publicly, you know, to the city council. What's going to be funny. I mean, I hate to say funny, but, you know, in about 5 years, nobody's even going to think anything about it. You're just going to go, why did we go through all this fuss? Why were we so concerned about this and wasted so much time? I mean, we, back in 2022 is when we had a vote on what the tax was going to be. Also, oh, I have to bring this up. There was a vote on Measure E. What was Measure E? Measure E was an outside cannabis company that was coming into our city, trying to bypass our rules. They bypassed the Cannabis Advisory Committee. And the person who was behind all this, also, besides funding all this, he funded the recall against a city council person. We don't even, we don't want outside people coming in and trying to do that. But I was against it. But however, I trusted Redondo City Council and the city that they were going to implement cannabis dispensaries in our town, which is another, otherwise I would have never been against bringing cannabis dispensaries in our town. And the city council failed on this. So that's another reason it's so important to me. Okay, well now I think we have to go to commercial. When we come back, I want to talk about having a totally different topic, having a hot and sexy holiday. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bock. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joan. Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. Well, we're going to talk about the holidays and how to have a hot and sexy holiday. But I don't want to get started on that until I tell you it is a known factor, and more data is showing up that cannabis is like Viagra for women. I'm just so excited because we've never really had a good sexual enhancement product for women. And all the data that's coming out is showing that this is extremely good for women. Not as good for some men, but because it could cause maybe a little bit of ED problems, but it is good for women. And you can take a look at that information. If you go to my LinkedIn page, you'll see a discussion amongst a number of women and a number of doctors talking about how good cannabis is for sexual enhancement. And that is really important because your relationship really is so much part of your life. And if you're not having good sex in your relationship, there was a figure that I heard decades ago, and it said that, you know, sex is only 10% of a relationship. However, if there's issues, it's 90% of the problems. So what you have, you've just been really busy with Christmas, with Thanksgiving, and all that, and you focused on everybody else. There's been lots of people around, so maybe you haven't been having as much sex because you have so many people in the house and you don't have time. Well, guess what? You have time now. Take that time with your partner and just enjoy yourself. Reconnect. Take this time and have a discussion. Yeah, talk about what you're going to be doing in 2025. In fact, a lot of people will take New Year's weekend, and that's what they do. Now, they talk about what their goals are for the next year, talk about the things that they want to be doing. But it's also a good time to take to discuss what's working in your relationship and what isn't working in your relationship and what you can do about it. I mean, one of the things, especially as people get older and men get older, they may have some more ED issues, erectile dysfunction. But talk about it because there's things that can be done. I mean, if a man is having some ED issues, get to your urologist. Talk about maybe adding some testosterone to your regimen. It could be a shot. It could be a pill. It could be a cream. But this will definitely help. Also, just talk about if there are issues, what are the ways that you can feel more connected with one another? So if there are issues that can't be addressed, maybe because of illness or anything, what can your partner do? What can you do for your partner in order to have that intimate time? You know, because, hey, if he can't penetrate you, hey, guess what? Such is life. But if you have cannabis, and I always say add that vibrator, that so you get the stimulation. But don't talk about it in a negative way. It's just part of your life the way it is right now. And what can you do so that you're still having an intimate relationship, even if there are issues? Also know that, I mean, I know some people go, oh, we're not having sex and my partner's okay with that. Well, guess what? You know, I am a therapist. I do specialize in using hypnosis for sexual enhancement. If I have not had any clients where the second party was okay with not having sex, and either then they go into a denial, they get frustrated, they get, pissed off, and their behavior can become a negative, or they will have affairs. Guess what? That happens all the time. So don't think that because you're okay with it, your partner is okay with it too, because they're probably not. So what can you do? Well, there's plenty of things you can do. First of all, schedule time together to talk about sex and to have sex. And you may want to have them separated. Also, if you're going to be talking about sex, and if there's issues and you're talking about sex, do not do it in the bedroom or wherever you most likely have sex. You want to do it in a space that has nothing to do with sex because you want to kind of anchor your bed as to fun, hot sex. And I always say that there's three important ingredients. Cannabis-infused lubricant. Because most women, especially after menopause, we need more lubricant. A vibrator, guess what? You know, 70% of women have clitoral orgasms. And, you know, and the guys love your penis, but guess what? You don't always provide the amount of stimulation that we need. So that if you have a vibrator, you can be adding the stimulation that women need in order to reach an orgasm. And cannabis, and well, I'll talk about this more and more in shows, really help with women. Also, you know, the thing is you want to relax into the mood. I mean, if you've been busy, busy, busy all day and you come home and your partner goes, let's have sex, and you're going, hold on, whoa, give me a few minutes to, check over. So, plan a nice dinner and relax into the mood. Just really get yourself focused and focused on how much you care about your partner, how much you love your partner, and how you can really enjoy the intimacy and the contact. I always recommend that people start with a beverage instead of the alcohol, which can really affect, especially with men, alcohol can add to ED issues. I suggest that maybe you have a cannabis beverage. There's one I love, but you have to get it. You have to go online to look for it. There is Kikiko Sensual Tea. It's just a wonderful tea, and so you're just drinking it as you're drinking a drink, an alcohol drink, and it just relaxes you and gets you into the mood. And also, you want to prepare your vagina, your clitoris, and your labia for enhanced pleasure with the infused lubricant. Right now there is, Kush Queen has a really good lubricant. That's my favorite. Once again, you have to get online to see where you can get it in your area. Also, senses are so important. So what you can do is you can turn on your mouth with Tasty Delights by having infused chocolates. So in addition to essential creamy delight in your mouth, chocolate naturally produces arousal chemicals, and cannabis can intensify that experience, because really sex is about sensual experiences. And so the more that you can get in contact, connect with your sensuality, the better. And also, while some people this will be fine, but they want a little bit more. And guess what? I'm going to have to leave you hanging. And I'll tell you about that little bit more in the next segment, because we have to go to commercial break again. So we'll talk more about sex in the next segment.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, welcome back to Your Best Life with Dr. Joan. And as I was discussing in the last segment, I'm talking about hot sex, I'm talking about the holidays, and how important it is for you to connect with your partner. And so just take this time. Think of this time that you can have fun, you can enjoy each other, but to add that sexuality back into your life if it has dimmed at all. And I talked about being, there's beverages that you can do now as far as cannabis. There's infused chocolate. You know, some people do like to smoke flower. And that is really good because it does hit you immediately. And it does prepare your body and your mind for hot sex. And that, you know, there's also the terpenes in the flowers. You know, like right now they think, you know, with the research, it's lemonade, terpen, which is best for hot sex. And I talked about the vibrator. Very, very important to have a vibrator. And you can get them on Amazon. In fact, if you go to my website, you can, you know, actually have a link that you, will link you over to Amazon. Or even Target and Walgreens have vibrators now. So it's not something we talked about before, but boy, they're out there. But, you know, if you're doing cannabis for the first time, you know, remember, it's fun. Have fun. But remember, low and slow. Nothing is worse than being too high and possibly missing out on that hot sex evening. But I just, you know, I talk about sex, and I really, I'm talking about it as being part of your relationship. You know, part of how you connect. I mean, do you know how, you know, when you've both been together and you both just had an orgasm, how you can feel that energy flowing between the two of you? It's almost as if you're one in mind, body, and spirit. And there's that way of connecting is so pure and so energetic. And it really helps you get through maybe some of the issues that you may be going through as yourself or as a couple. So that's why I wanted to talk about that. So have fun. Enjoy a hot, sexy, you know, rest of your holiday. Also, I want to mention that HealthyLife.net receives over 3.2 million viewers a month. And a million of those are in the South Bay. And Your Best Life has had over 115,000 monthly views. I want to thank all of you who have listened to my show, and please share it with others. I'm looking for advertisers. You know, if your market is women, the audience on HealthyLife.net is 70% women who are over 40 and have a higher income. I mean, if this is your target market, this is the place for you to be advertising. And what's great is that HealthyLife.net will accept cannabis advertisers too, which is unusual because a lot of media will not accept cannabis advertisers because of all the rules and the regulations, and that and it's federally illegal, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a way that you can advertise your cannabis products, your cannabis dispensaries, and direct people to your stores or to your delivery. So if you're interested, please email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. Once again, joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. And I can talk to you about advertising around my show or advertising around some of the other shows that are on HealthyLife.net. Also, check out my blogs under on Joan Irvine, excuse me, drjoanirvine.com, and check out my blogs under Ask Joan so that there's information there. Also, if you have any questions or comments, please email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. I would love to be able to answer your questions on air. Or even I can send you an email, or I can use your questions as a basis for writing a blog, and it may be helping other people in your situation, because do know that you are not, whatever you're going through, you're not the only one going through it. You know, it may seem like at times you are, but know that other people have had the same experience, and to be able to share that with others. You may be helping somebody else who's going through the same issues as you by asking those questions and getting that information out there. And then, you know, Redondo, there are so many things that go on in Redondo that around the holidays that it's great. There's going to be, and you'll have to get online for this because I'm just mentioning this now so I don't have the dates right in front of me. But what is it? There's a couple of bands that are going to be playing. You have a big event at R10 on New Year's Eve where a lot of the local bands all, you know, all play and get together. So that's going to be great. The Max 80 is playing at the end the end of this month. Also, you will have a chance, and there's Jukebox Journey is going to be playing, and they're going to be at St. Rock's, and they're a band that got together, obviously a Journey band, and so I forget the date on that, but they're going to be playing at St. Rock's. So during the holidays, there's all kinds of bands playing at all kinds of places. And if any of you have heard me, you've heard me, I love to dance to rock and roll. And so I will be at a lot of these events to be enjoying myself. Plus, dancing is really good for your health. And also supporting the local bands. And they have been so great at supporting Keep the Esplanade Beautiful and other things in town. In fact, speaking of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, remember, and you're going to be hearing advertising around my shows about Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, we do monthly cleanups the first Saturday of the month, and we clean up trash from the Esplanade. We also invite other groups to come and join us. So just last year, or this year, we started doing the reach out to other groups in the community. Because of our work, we did get the Redondo Beach Chamber Nonprofit of the Year Award in 24, which was really exciting. And then we were asked by the Rotary to participate at their 100th anniversary event in Redondo Beach. And, you know, it's just part of, once again, we have a beautiful city. We have a great city. We have this beachfront that no other city really in our, in the world, but at least locally, we have this amazing, beautiful waterfront that attracts many people. So I just want to say you've had a great holiday so far. I want to wish you a happy new year. And guess what? The new year, you plan it out. It can be, it's a time of newness, and start to recreate what you want in your life. So once again, happy new year, and to health, happiness, and hot sex. Dr. Joan signing off.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.